Thanks very much, Chris. I'm Johnny. I'm one of the ministers here. It's great to see you this morning. And we have got, we're in this all-age service, starting our whole series thinking about prayer, what Jesus prays and teaches us to pray as well. So it's great to have you here. And I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. Her name is Abby. Here she is. Can everyone say hello, Abby? Well done. Here's Abby. She's 10, and she was at school. It was just been half term, right? So a couple of weeks ago, she was at school, and it was lunchtime, and she sat down with her lunch, and she put her head down, and she closed her eyes. She put her hands together just for a moment and said a little prayer. It was something like, "Dear God, thank you for this yummy lunch. Amen." And do you know what? Next to her was one of her friends. It was Tommy. And Tommy looked over and saw what she was doing, eyes closed, hands together, and said, "Abby, what on earth are you doing?" And how's Abby going to respond? Well, Abby, she then looked across to Tommy and said, "Do you know what, Tommy? I was praying. I was praying." And what do you think happened next? Well, Tommy asked her again, "Abby, what is prayer? I've never heard of it. What is it? Tell me what prayer is." But I wonder, how would you answer that question? What is praying? What is prayer? How might you answer? Shout it out. Go for it. Talking to God's a pretty good go. See, there's anyone can beat that. Let's go, Otty.
They pray to God.
Yeah, praying is talking to God. What on? Anyone else? Want anything else? Talking to God seems... Oh, yeah. Listening. Brilliant. Relationship with Jesus and a connection. Amazing. That's right. And I think Quentin smashed it at the beginning. Great contributions. We're going to see also now what Jesus teaches about prayer. And Jesus, he teaches us about prayer and he teaches us a prayer to pray as well. Now we're going to have a little look at Luke chapter 11. It's going to be on the screen, but it's page 1042 in your Bibles if you'd like to have it there instead. It's great news that Jesus teaches us what prayer is and teaches us a prayer to pray as well. You might know a prayer called the Lord's Prayer, and that's what we're going to be looking at. But it's not really just the Lord to pray, that prayer. It's a prayer for us all. It's a prayer Jesus teaches us all to pray. And that's how it starts. Lord, teach us to pray. That's what we're going to be thinking about. And in this prayer, Jesus says that praying is saying, "Wow, God." Can you all say, "Wow, God," back to me? Yeah, that is right. That's what Jesus says. Praying is saying, "Wow, God." And let's see this "Wow, God" prayer in action, shall we? So Jesus said, there we have the prayer up. That's Jesus, said to them, the disciples, "When you pray, say, Father." When you pray, say, Father. So when we're praying, we're talking to God, the God of the whole universe, God in heaven, as our Father. Now, I think that is a "Wow, God" thing. That really is a "Wow, God" thing. And you might be thinking, why is that a "Wow, God" thing, Johnny? Well, God is the creator of absolutely everything. Here's a globe. If at the back you can't quite see it. He made the whole world. He made absolutely everything in the world, in the cosmos, beyond our earth, everything that exists. God made it all. And God is also the one that keeps everything going. He keeps the world spinning. He keeps everything ticking along just perfectly. And he keeps us going. He made us, and he keeps us going. You breathing, your heart beating, your eyes blinking, everything. God keeps everything going. He made everything, and he keeps it all going. And it is that God that, as a Christian, me, and you can speak to and call Daddy. That you, that creator of the whole world, that you can speak to and say, "God, my Father. God, our Father. That is a massive wow God thing, I reckon. That the creator of everything is our Father in heaven. But the wow God prayer doesn't stop there. But before we think about what's coming next, I want to talk to you about these things. These are school certificates. Who has ever got a school certificate? Quite a few. Yeah, adults still remember getting their school certificate. What a happy moment. This one was for being such a kind and caring friend. We love school certificates, don't we? And you know how they work, right? It might be an assembly or in your class. Maybe often it happens at the end of the week on a Friday, and you're waiting all week. Is someone going to get a certificate? Am I going to get a certificate? And it's a great moment, isn't it? When your name is called out and you get a school certificate. And you go up and you're so excited. The grin on your face is massive. And you maybe shake your teacher's hand and they give you the certificate and you go back to your place absolutely beaming. It is an amazing moment for you. But when you get home, I bet you don't put your certificate in your pocket or behind your back and go home and say, "Hi, Mum." And they ask, "How's your week?" Or, "How's your day?" I mean, and you're like, "Yeah, fine." No, you don't do that. You say, "Hey, Mom, look what I got. I got a school certificate today. It's amazing." We don't hide it away. We don't keep it quiet. We show everyone our school certificate and how happy we are to get our school certificate. And everyone around, Mom, Dad, everyone at home says, "Wow, you did great. You are great. Well done for getting your school certificate." But let's go back to Jesus' prayer. The next two lines that he teaches us are this. Verse 2, "Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." Now, there's some confusing words in there, right? But they're all about praying, "Wow, God." They're all about, "Wow, God." So Jesus is saying, pray, "Hallowed be your name" to God, or "Holy is your name, God. You are holy. You are unique. There is none like you. You are great. You're on a different level. You're out of this world. You're indescribable. You're uncontainable." Like we've just sung, God, you are amazing. It's like getting that certificate. That is a real wow moment about God. Holy, hallowed be your name. And also, your kingdom come. We're saying to God, "God, I want everyone to see how great you are. You are great, but I want everyone else to see it." It's like us showing that certificate around and everyone else sees it. We want everyone to see God's certificate and see how great he is. Say, we want people to see how great God's plan is, how great his kingdom is, how great it is being in his family, how great his rule and reign over the whole world is. We want everyone to see how great God is. We want everyone to see and say, "Wow, God." You see, praying is saying, "Wow, God." And remember my friend, Abby, her friend, Tommy, asked her, "What is praying?" Now, this is how Abby responded to Tommy. She said, "Tommy, praying is talking to God. He's the maker of the whole world, and I get to have him as my daddy in heaven, and I get to speak to him as my father. It's amazing. I get to say wow to him because he is amazing. He is holy. His kingdom is incredible. I get to say wow, God." That is who God is, and that is who I am praying to. I pray saying, "Wow, God." Go Abby, right? That was a pretty good answer to her friend Tommy saying, "What is prayer?" She's saying, prayer is saying, "Wow, God," to the maker of the world, who is my daddy in heaven. And we want to be like that. We want to be like Abby. We want to speak to the maker of the world as our father, our daddy in heaven. And we want to say, "Wow, God," to him. I want to take us back to Abby. Are you all right? So a friend, remember they're having lunch together, and Abby's just answered Tommy really well, and then Tommy's got another question. Actually, he's got loads of questions, and the next one that comes out of his mouth is, "Abby, when you pray, does God actually help you? When you pray, does God help?" What would you say? Yes, from Alison. Wonderful. Let's see if what we're going to think about the next few minutes is the same answer. Well, let's see what Jesus says. That's the best thing, isn't it? And Jesus says, when you pray, praying is saying this from verse 3, give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. So, quite a few things in there, but the big thing to remember, Jesus says that praying is saying, help God. So he said, praying is saying, wow God, and now he's saying, praying is saying, help God. And there are three help God prayers that we're going to have a very quick look at. And the first one is, help God, please give us for each day our daily bread. So help God, give us everything that we need for the day. Yeah? Now, I'm going to play a little game. In here are some things. And I'm going to pull one out, and you're either going to shout out, need or don't need. So think about it. Is this something that I need for the day or I don't actually need, and it's more of kind of something I want? Yeah? So it's need or it's a don't need. Are you ready? Everyone ready? Okay. Let's go with, is this a need or a don't need? Don't need. Well done. Some might think it's a need. How about this one? Need. Yeah. Bread and food in general. What about this one? Something to sleep with? So, shelter over our head? Need. Tartan is a need from the Scotsman. What about water? Yeah, we need some water. What about some clothes to wear? Need. Yeah, we'll go with need. What about a tennis ball? It's a don't need, isn't it? I won't throw it at anyone. I've got to resist the temptation. More of that later. Well done. So there are some things that we don't really need, but there are lots of things that we do need. And it is amazing that God gives us what we need for each day. And that's what that prayer is, saying, give us what we need for each day. So, you know, sometimes at meals, you might, as a family, sit down and say a little prayer, saying, thank you, God, for this food. Amen. Because you're saying, thank you, God, this is what I need for the day. Thank you for giving it to me. And you could pray that at the beginning of each day, as a family or on your own. You could say, please, God, my Father in heaven, please give me everything I need for this day ahead. That's something you could pray. So when we pray, help God, the first thing we're thinking about is saying, give us what we need for the day. But the help prayer number two is, please forgive us. Help God, please forgive us. This is a biggie. Help God. I need God to forgive me for the sin that I've done against God, firstly, and against other people as well. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the experience, like me and my little aeroplane. You might have a toy that you're given, and you're playing with it, and it's great, and then your brother or sister comes along, tries to snatch it, you get really angry, and you suddenly throw it! And it smashes, and it goes into pieces. And suddenly you hear maybe mum or dad or someone else coming in towards the room. They're getting closer and closer, and you're thinking, oh no. And they say, what have you done? What's happened in here? And then you know that you need to say sorry. And it can be really hard to say sorry, but hopefully you get to the point where you're able to say sorry, maybe to your brother or sister, and firstly to God for getting angry and breaking the aeroplane. But don't worry, it's not broken. I can put it back together again for anyone that is worried, especially my son. It's okay. But it's hard to say sorry for our sin, isn't it? Our lives that turn our backs on God and want to put ourselves at the center of the world. It's hard to say sorry for our sin. But do you know what the best news of all is? At the cross 2,000 years ago when Jesus died, all our sin, the sin we did in the past, the sin we were doing maybe this morning, the sin that we're going to commit in the future, all of it, if we trust in Jesus, forgiven, wiped clean, all gone because of Jesus. It is incredible. But we want to continue to say sorry for our sin. That's what Jesus is saying here. Because it's good for us to recognize the ways that we've offended God and others and to say sorry for that as well. And so that might be a prayer you want to pray at the end of a day. At the end of the day, you might think back on the day and think, oh yeah, I need to say sorry to God for all those different things. That might be a good prayer to pray at the end of the day. So that was help prayer number two, please forgive us. And help prayer number three is help God, please lead me, please lead us. You see, praying is saying, help God, please lead me away from temptation, from the things that I know are wrong, that I know are sin. Please help me to not do those things and to go the other way. It's like you might like playing football. Quite a lot of us like playing football here. We have a little football pitch over there after church sometimes. Imagine it's not a soft sponge ball, but it's a proper hard leather ball. And you're at home, and you really want to play football indoors. And you're there maybe with your brother and sister, and they're standing there, and the ball's down there, and you're thinking, oh, I so want to do this. I so want to kick the ball really hard. And maybe you don't. And you think, actually, no. You might have said a little prayer. Lord, please help me not kick the ball, not be tempted to do what I know is wrong, because who knows what's going to happen in my house. Well, if you ask my mum, she's not here today. She'll tell you that I didn't listen. I gave into that temptation. I kicked the ball and the glass, it went everywhere in our house. So don't follow me on that one. But what we're thinking here is about asking God to help us, to lead us away from doing wrong things, to lead us away from something we know isn't going to please God and it isn't going to love other people as well. So we're praying, help God, please lead me away from doing things that offend you and help me move to do things that please you and that you want for my life. Well, let's finish with Abby, shall we? Do you remember Tommy asked her, does God help you when you pray? Do you know what? Abby nearly fell off her chair. She thought, of course he does. Of course God helps me when I pray to him. And he helps me in so, so many ways. Ways that we've thought about today. Where we can say, help God, please give us what we need for each day. Please forgive us for our sin. And please lead me away from temptation and doing wrong things. And I can pray those sorts of prayers at any point during the day, with my friends, on my own, with my parents, at lunch, at school, at home, at church, any time, any place, any prayer. See, praying is the best. Talking to God, talking to our Father in heaven is wonderful. And we can pray, wow, God prayers. And we can pray, help God prayers. That's the two big prayers Jesus has taught us from his prayer here in Luke chapter 11. So I think, go Abby, she's taught us a lot this morning. Jesus has taught us even more this morning, that we as children can talk to our God, our Father, our Daddy in heaven, and say, wow, God, and help God. And so why not, after this service, Kirsty helped us do this earlier, why not ask each other, what can you say wow, God for at the moment, and what are you wanting to ask God to help you with at the moment? So what we're going to do is have 10 seconds just on our own. What can we say, help God, and what can we say, wow, God, in our prayers? 10 seconds to think, and then I'm going to invite Chris back up. Let me say a little prayer first. Father in heaven, thank you so, so much for teaching us about prayer, and that prayer is saying, wow, God, and help God. Please help us be a church family that love talking to you as God, our Father, our Daddy in heaven. Amen.